Welcome to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to take a look at the common phrase, kiss and make up, and just how important this can be in our lives. Now, whether it's kids having a fight or adults having a heated argument, I think that we could all agree that bringing this kind of conflict to some kind of reasonable, agreeable resolution before parting and going our separate ways, this would be a good idea, a good thing to do. Not letting the animosity and anger go on, both people being mature enough to say they're sorry, shaking hands, sharing a hug, kissing and making up. These are very important things to do. I think we underestimate the power of simple acts such as these when it comes to forgiveness and finding some kind of closure, and how these things can affect our lives. When I started writing this script, I had a specific movie scene in mind to use as an example of the whole kiss and make up thing, but I've looked high and low and I can't find the movie that this scene came from. Maybe you can help me with this. But I remember watching a kid's movie when I was young, where the mother and father in the movie, when they went to bed each night, they had figurines at the head of their bed, and they would turn the figurine heads so that they were kissing before they went to sleep. It symbolized that everything was all right. Later in the movie, they had a big argument, and they didn't turn the figurine heads to kiss at bedtime, and it was a very poignant scene because even as a child, I understood that things were definitely not all right. I always thought that what they did was a lovely gesture, to end their day both agreeing that there's no conflict and that they love each other. But then ask yourself, how many of us take the time and effort to do something like this with the people we love and do it on a daily basis? I mean, we all have arguments, disagreements, fights with our spouses, parents, children, friends, people at work, neighbors. But do we care enough about them and about our own well-being to try and draw a line under these conflicts and have some kind of resolution, some kind of closure before we leave? Or do we just storm off, hot and angry, grumbling about it after we've parted, or tossing and turning the whole night, still close to the boiling point, hours later? If we do things like this, and do them on a consistent basis, we need to ask ourselves the question, is this really good for us? Is it healthy to be angry for this long? Now, if you asked us in the cold light of day, if this is what we would choose to do, to storm off hot and angry and hold on to the anger for hours, we would probably all say, well, of course not. I mean, it doesn't sound right, does it? It doesn't sound like the adult thing to do. Yet ask yourself, how many times do you do this in everyday life? And in doing this, are we doing things that, well, we don't agree with? There's a wonderful example of this conundrum, doing things that you don't agree with, that I mentioned in an earlier podcast, and I'm going to use it again because it's such a wonderful and humorous example. There's a great episode of the sitcom Frasier, where he's having to do the graveyard shift at the radio station because of a conflict with his manager. And during this unwanted late-night shift, a convenience store clerk calls into his radio show. The clerk says, "I've been watching myself on the store video camera, and the camera me is doing things I don't approve of." It's really funny in the show. But in real life, I wonder how many of us, if we saw ourselves on the camera, would we approve of what the camera me is doing? It's something I ask myself every day. So, what am I trying to say here? I guess it's that I come down firmly on the side of kissing and making up, not storming off or going to sleep still full of conflict, full of anger. I don't think it's good for your relationships. I don't think it's good for your health, and I don't think it's good for your well-being. For myself, I'm very fortunate to share my life with an amazing woman, who every night as we lay our heads on our pillows, she says to me, "Sleep well, dream well, be well." And just like in the movie clip I mentioned earlier, I know that everything's okay and that we love each other. And living a life where conflict resolution, shaking hands, saying you're sorry, sharing a kind word, a hug, kissing and making up, where things like this are important parts of every day, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Hey, I thought I would mention that I've started a new Facebook page specifically for this podcast titled Sounds Reasonable to Me. It will have links to all the shows and give my listeners a chance to comment on the episodes. So, if you'd like to share your views, give some insights, or just say hi, visit our new Sounds Reasonable to Me Facebook page today. And thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.